Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court has now decided to get involved in this forced abortion speech case out of California. This law in California forces crisis pregnancy centers to notify individuals regarding abortion. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, by the end of the term, which would be the end of June 2018, we should have a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. There were four cases that are pending before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided to take one of those cases. It will certainly have a direct impact on the other three cases because they all have the identical issue. And it arises out of a California law that says crisis pregnancy centers need to use the government speech, if you will, to be coerced to tell their clients about abortion options. They need to post at the entrance of the building, inside. They need to have something in the lobby. They need to have on printed material and online a notification that says that there's certain abortion alternatives. Matt, this is unbelievable that California would even think that this would be constitutional. This now is before the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's just tyrannical, and it's unbelievable that any sane person would think this would be constitutional. I don't know that it's necessarily unbelievable that California would do this. The government there, I mean, they're so out of touch. They have completely gone off the deep end on these things. But just imagine, Matt, this is no different than, say, you walk into an NAACP office somewhere in your state, and that state makes a law requiring that the NAACP post pro-KKK propaganda and tells you where you can go learn more about the KKK and all the great things that the KKK is doing because their white supremacy is an option too. I mean, it's no different than trying to force, you know, African-Americans to promote white supremacy.
Yeah, but this is more severe. This is we're talking about murdering babies, okay? Yeah. So they go into a pro-life, faith-based pregnancy center, which is there to help them save, not only save the baby, but save their lives for eternity. And they have to say, well, you can go there and have your baby killed, you know, right away.
It's the complete opposite
ludicrous.
On such a fundamental issue of
human
life.
Solely against their mission,
Their whole point in being, what gets them up in the morning and carries through until they go to bed, is their mission to defend and protect innocent human life and to protect the woman, the mother, who would otherwise make a terrible decision to take the life of her child and ultimately impact her. That's their mission. Now they're being told by this California law that for now you can continue to do that so long as you let people know that there's other affordable, low-cost options to kill your child.
Absolutely. This is just outrageous. I mean, you know, and hundreds of babies a month are saved because of these centers, because they offer them alternatives, whether they want to keep their child or put it up for adoption. They walk them through it, or they give them clothes to help them through their pregnancy. They're there to support them through the way, the whole pregnancy. But then to say, well, here, you can go murder your child, the easy way out, that is absolutely insane.
Well, the court decided to take the case, and the question is whether or not these forced messages from the state of California under the what's called the California Reproductive Fact Act, all caps, Fact Act, F-A-C-T, violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. So it's a free speech issue that they're looking at. And, you know, this case is the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, NIFLA versus Becerra. Becerra is the Attorney General in California that ultimately is the one who brought the criminal charges against Sandra Merritt, the undercover investigator who revealed what was going on in Planned Parenthood. She's our client, so he's named in this because he's the Attorney General.
Becerra also, by the way, receives money from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. He's a pro Planned Parenthood, pro abortion, you know, hack here. But Matt, it's significant, isn't it? The Supreme Court only grants certiorari, only agrees to take a tiny percentage, far less than 1% of cases that they're presented with. And when they agree to take a case, that means they're looking at it pretty seriously. So it's significant, is it not, that they've agreed to look at this?
Yeah, it's very significant, because what you have also is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is the most reversed court of appeals in the country, reversed by the U.S. Supreme Court. In other words, they're the ones that get it wrong more often than any other court of appeals in the country. So they are leading the country on reversals. They rule one way and the U.S. Supreme Court reverses them because they're wrong. Well, I think that's what you're going to see here as well. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, sitting in San Francisco, ultimately in these four federal cases, said it's okay that the government of California can indeed force you to present a pro-abortion, pro-death message, even though your mission is pro-life.
That's not okay.
That's just absolutely unbelievable. So that was before the Supreme Court. Four cases. We have one of those cases. In fact, many of the different public interest law firms are on these cases. Alliance Defending Freedom, Pacific Justice Institute, American Center for Law and Justice, and Liberty Council, all four of those cases were pending before the court, and it was based on sequence in terms of their timing. They all have the same issue. So the case of the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, which is an organization that works with, has like an umbrella, if you will, of crisis pregnancy centers, that's the lead case. That's the case that will ultimately be decided. But when that's decided, it'll affect all the others as well. It'll have a big issue, big impact on these cases pending, but also it will hopefully send a strong message that you cannot force these crisis pregnancy centers to promote a government message. We had a case a number of years ago, True Life Choices, now it's called Choices, it's in Central Florida, in which the state of Florida said that you could not refer people or counsel them about adoptions in these crisis pregnancy centers. The only thing you could do is point people to the yellow pages of the phone book, back then when people used yellow pages.
Yeah, so much for choice, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
We filed suit, went to the Court of Appeals, ultimately won that, struck that provision down. But here, this one's even worse. It's not that you can't talk about or refer or give counsel about adoption, but you've got to give information about killing your child. You've got to give information about abortions.
So you have to affirmatively promote the new orthodoxy, their pro-death message. You're a pro-life organization. Holly, you're right. The analogy I gave wasn't strong enough. It'd be like the government coming in and telling Liberty Relief International that you have to promote the message of ISIS that kills little Christian babies, that you're trying to save little Christian babies. But in the meantime, you have to also provide positive propaganda about ISIS, which is slaughtering little babies. Well, Planned Parenthood's no different.
Absolutely.
It's just a baby at a different stage in life.
Yeah, and this particular law says that if you don't have these postings at the entrance, in the lobby, on printed and online material, then you're going to be fined $500 for the first violation and $1,000 for each additional violation. Well, what would be the violations? That means anybody who comes in. So if you have 10 people come in and you could set these clinics up, you could just have these pro-abortion people send 10 people in. That's a $10,000 fine, because that's a violation for each time somebody comes in and they don't have this information. These people oftentimes may be coming to these clinics because they just want a ultrasound or a pregnancy test. They have no intention of aborting their child. So why would you force on them, both as the clinic and as the client, a pro-abortion, pro-death message? Then there's other people that obviously are there for assistance, whether it's child care, whatever. You don't want to force on them this message. But even if someone's coming and they're just inquiring, they're trying to look at what they're going to do, why would you force that clinic to give a pro-death message? But this is the strategy of the radical leftists. They're not willing to be tolerant about your free speech. In fact, they've lost the complete notion of what freedom of speech is. You know, we've always said freedom of speech is a two-edged sword. It means that you have the right to speak, but somebody has a right to speak contrary to your message. The left radical movement today doesn't believe that. They only want their right to speak and suppress your right to speak. Well, this case now is before the Supreme Court. We're going to continue to keep you involved in this case. Pray for it. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel, especially at this critical time of the year. You can go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. lc.org.